Arriving at the hospital and passing rapidly through all the typical administrative and nursing stations, Chris found Teresa's floor, whereupon he could see Jenny and Teresa's father weeping uncontrollably. She was gone. Just like that, in a whiff of time, a life lost and countless individual futures radically changed forever. He rushed into the room, and she looked so peaceful, some facial bruises still showing despite the best efforts of the medical staff to address them cosmetically. "This is just some kind of bad dream. She can't be gone. She's part of me." Then, as the tears streamed down his face, something started happening. Was he getting lightheaded? No, it was something else. He could feel a presence, a strange, soft, wafting warmth. He could feel her. She was in the room. Struggling with so many emotions, trembling, reeling, he started to mouth, "Teresa, I'm here. Please wake up. Be here. I need you. I love you so much. Please, please don't leave like this. Come back." Suddenly, he hears what sounds like a soft, breezy whisper. Her voice, so calm, peaceful. "I am here. I will always be by your side." And it drifts off just as her father and Jenny entered the room and quickly embraced Chris, mumbling their words of comfort to one another, and again, just like that, she was gone. Gone now. Forever. Chris, a former successful Wall Street analyst working now for a wealth management firm as one of their partners, had enjoyed, for the most part, a very successful and highly rewarding financial career, which is why the timing of this tragedy was even more devastating. His relationship with Teresa was reaching its pinnacle at a perfect time in his career. All the dreams of their sharing a fabulous future and down the road, a beautiful family that they both often discussed, now was just a fantasy. None of this was easy for him to accept. A strapping six-footer, in great shape, physically and mentally ready to reap all the benefits of a loving relationship that he would be sharing with this incredible woman who had so much to offer on so many levels, now will just be an indelible memory. All his dearest friends, the small circle of relatives, and his sister's loving and continuous attempts to reach him were pointless. Chris was raised Catholic, but like so many in his age group, lapsed into just attending church for special occasions, weddings, funerals, and some holidays. But now that wine in the chalice had turned back to vinegar for him. He felt betrayed by the heavens he used to revere and turned into a dour, moody young man, given too often to drink, self-pity, and downright despair for someone so young. Why her? Why now? So young, no reason. Is this God's will? His plan? All that spiritual shit can go to hell. He spurned all attempts to get him back to his even-tempered, happy-go-lucky self, an attitude he always used to exude. His personal and work life slowly crumbled before him as much as friends and family tried to intervene. He was a lost soul. His lust for life and thoughts of hope and future were just words with no meaning for him. He could care less about himself and others. Nothing interested him, and he was no longer the same caring, passionate guy. Someone or something needed to shake his world and rescue his slow downward spiral into despair. His life's journey had taken a turn like a ship adrift at sea, but ever so slowly sinking into an inferno-like abyss, abetted by the heavy drinking benders from which he would often have to be rescued by his closest friends. The emotional component of his heart had been drained, and with his loss of sensitivity, he turned to the dark side, often brooding for days and becoming downright surly at times to his closest friends and family that attempted to reach out as they sought to help him. Chris only found solace in the fire and ice of his liquid refreshments as the demons of alcoholism hovered above. In Chris's mind, his life was on the precipice of reaching a zenith point with her impending wedding, when, as is often the case in life, for no rational reason, it delivers a series of body blows or slams a gut punch that literally brings the affected individual to their knees. However, the cycle of life continues. Spring slowly emerges from the harsh, cold, dark, wintry days, and with it, that ray of hope, enhanced by nature's emerging new green landscape, bursting with flora and warm, sunlit days. Everywhere around you, people from all walks of life express their growing sense of optimism for new prospects and opportunities to discover new places, new people, and most importantly, the possibility for a chosen few to start their life anew.